Welcome to Lone Depot Park in Miami, for the game between the New York Mets and the Miami Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting third. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tyler Naquin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Kenha. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Dan Vogelbuck. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting ninth. The catcher, James McCann. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carlos Carrasco. For the Miami Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Birdie. Batting second. The third baseman, Brian Anderson. Batting third. The second baseman, Joey Wendell. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Garrett Cooper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting sixth. The center fielder, J.J. Bolde. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jacob Stallings. Batting 9th. The first baseman, Luin Diaz. Pitching for the Miami Marlins, Pablo Lopez. And now, play ball. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nimmo hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lindor hits a ground ball to short. Rojas steps on second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil hits a ball towards short. Rojas can't make the play in time. McNeil gets a base hit. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alonso hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. McNeil moves to second. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naquin hits a fly ball towards center. Bolde makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Birdie strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive deep towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wendell hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Garrett Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Cooper is safe at second with a double. Wendell scores. It's 1-0, Marlins. Charles LeBlanc pinch hits for Avisail Garcia batting 5th. Charles LeBlanc is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LeBlanc strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charles LeBlanc moves from pinch hitter to second baseman. Joey Wendell moves from second baseman to third baseman. Brian Anderson moves from third baseman. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. To right fielder. Kenha hits a fly ball towards right. Anderson is there to make the catch. 1 out. Daniel Vogelbuck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vogelbuck hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vogelbuck is out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escobar hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. James McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McKen hits a ground ball towards short. Rojas throws to second to get Escobar. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. J.J. Bleday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bleday hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. 1 out. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rojas hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stallings hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards right. Anderson is there to make the catch. 1 out. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Lindor is safe at second with a double. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McNeil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNeil hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Lindor scores. It's Mets, 1, Marlins, 1. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alonso is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Naquin is 0 for 1 in the game. Naquin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Luis Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz strikes out swinging. 1 out. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Birdie is 0 for 1 in the game. Birdie hits a ground ball towards the mound. Carrasco throws to first, and Birdie is out. 2 outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball towards the mound. Carrasco throws to first, and Anderson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Kenha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kenha is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Kenha is on with a walk. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vogelbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Vogelbach hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kenha moves to second. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escobar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Escobar is safe at second with a double. Kenha scores. Vogelbach moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. James McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0 for 1 in the game. McKen hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Vogelbach scores. Escobar moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Brandon Nimmo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nimmo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Nimmo is on with a walk. McKen moves to second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Escobar scores. McKen moves to third. Nimmo moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Jeff McNeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McNeil is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McKen scores. That's a sacrifice fly. 1 out. It's 5-1, Mets. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a fly ball towards left. Birdie makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Naquin is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Naquin is on with a walk. Nimmo moves to third. Linder moves to second. Andrew Nardi replaces Pablo Lopez as pitcher. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kenha hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Nimmo scores. Linder scores. Naquin scores. A grand slam home run. It's 9-1, Mets. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vogelbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vogelbach hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wendell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wendell hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 1 out. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Cooper is out. 2 outs. Charles LeBlanc is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LeBlanc is 0-for-1 in the game. LeBlanc is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCann strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nimmo strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 10-1, Mets. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeil is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McNeil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bleday is 0-for-1 in the game. Bleday softly hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bleday is out. 1 out. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Rojas is out. 2 outs. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stallings is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallings strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins won. The Mets will come to bat. Luke Williams replaces Miguel Rojas as third baseman batting seventh. Joey Wendell moves from third baseman to shortstop. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alonso is called out on strikes. One out. Tyler Naquin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Naquin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Naquin is on with a walk. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kenha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kenha hits a fly ball towards left. Birdie makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vogelbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vogelbach hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vogelbach is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Luin Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz strikes out swinging. 1 out. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Birdie is 0-for-2 in the game. Birdie hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Birdie is safe at second with a double. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. Birdie moves to third. 2 outs. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wendell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wendell hits a pop-up towards short. Linder makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Marlins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Brigham replaces Andrew Nardi as pitcher. Brian De La Cruz replaces John Birdie as left fielder batting first. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Escobar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar hits a drive into center field. Going, going, gone. A solo home run. It's 11-1, Mets. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCann hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. McCann is safe at second with a double. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nimmo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nimmo strikes out swinging. 1 out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lindor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lindor hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Brigham covering, and Lindor is out. McCann moves to third. 2 outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McNeil is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McNeil hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Bryce Montes de Ocea replaces Carlos Carrasco as pitcher. Darren Ruff replaces Pete Alonso as first baseman batting fourth. Devin Marrero replaces Francisco Garrett. Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Olinder playing shortstop batting second. Cooper is called out on strikes. 1 out. Charles LeBlanc is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. LeBlanc is 0 for 2 in the game. LeBlanc hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bleday is 0 for 2 in the game. Bleday strikes out swinging. Two outs. Luke Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams hits a ball towards third. Escobar can't make the play in time. Williams gets a base hit. LeBlanc moves to second. Jacob Stallings batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stallings is 0 for 2 in the game. Stallings hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. LeBlanc scores. Williams moves to second. It's 11-2, Mets. Luis Diaz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darren Ruff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ruff hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ruff is out. One out. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Naquin is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Naquin hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Naquin is safe at second with a double. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kenha is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. That is ball 4. Kenha is on with a walk. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vogelbach is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vogelbach strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Escobar hits a fly ball towards right. Anderson is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Trevor Williams replaces Bryce Montes de Ocea as pitcher. Terrence Gore replaces Brandon Nimmo as left fielder batting first. Mark Kenha moves from L. Brian De La Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. F fielder to center fielder. De La Cruz hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. One out. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wendell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wendell hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. De La Cruz moves to third. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. There's a wild pitch. De La Cruz scores. Wendell moves to second. Two outs. It's 11-3, Mets. Charles LeBlanc is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LeBlanc is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LeBlanc is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Marlins 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cole Sulcer replaces Jeff Brigham as pitcher. James McKen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McKen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McKen strikes out swinging. 1 out. Terrence Gore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gore strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Devin Marrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marrero hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Marrero is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Alex Claudio replaces Trevor Williams as pitcher. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bleday is 0 for 3 in the game. Bleday hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. One out. Luke Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball towards left. Gore makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jacob Stallings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stallings is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Stallings is on with a walk. Luin Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a ground ball towards third. Escobar throws to second to get Stallings. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and Miami Marlins, 3. Goodbye from Loan Depot Park in Miami.